did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had them do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
You can be Madam Speaker
again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats will take control of the House in a few hours.
We will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate.
The plan is to fund the government agencies currently shut for a 13th day through September. Homeland Security would get about a month's worth of funding. Nothing, though, for a border wall. And President Trump says no deal to that. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
Senate Republicans are standing firm with the president, who insists that any deal to reopen the government must include $5 billion for a border wall with Mexico.
So I know more about drones than anybody. I know about every form of safety that you can have. And it's all good, but it's just very minor compared to the power of a wall.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate won't even consider the bills Democrats are planning to vote on, calling the bills a political sideshow and a total non-starter. The next scheduled meeting involving the president and congressional leaders is scheduled for tomorrow. Dave?
John, an illegal immigrant accused of murdering a police officer in California the day after Christmas is getting a mental evaluation. Paula Viren Mendoza had a criminal history, but that wasn't shared with immigration authorities. Stanislaw County Sheriff Adam Christensen is frustrated, says border securities
includes knowing who is here and knowing who needs to be removed.
Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna from California defends sanctuary policies, telling Fox,
we shouldn't federalize local police officers and state officers. They often have to enforce the law locally and work with people in local communities who may be undocumented to solve homicides or domestic violence cases.
There may be a lot of selling at the opening bell on Wall Street in about 28 minutes. Dow futures down more than 200 after Apple added to the worry about U.S.-China trade, saying iPhone sales are slower in that country, which will drag Apple's revenue down $5 billion less than expected. This is Fox News.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
3 months after a Washington Post columnist was murdered in Turkey, a court date for the suspects in Saudi Arabia.
Saudi state media saying 11 suspects have attended their first court hearing after being accused of murdering journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in October. But there are few details about the hearing, and the suspects haven't been identified publicly. Prosecutors are said to be seeking the death penalty for at least five of them. The U.S. Senate accuses the Saudi crown prince in the killing, a claim Saudi Arabia rejects. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Well, starting to select a jury this morning in Kalamazoo, Michigan, in the case of Jason Dalton, who's charged with murder and attempted murder. He was a driver for Uber, accused of shooting eight people in three locations in February 2016. Police quoted Dalton as saying a devil figure on Uber's app was controlling him. Testimony in the case could start on Monday. A star of the 1970s has died.
One half of the 70s pop duo, the Captain and Tennille, has died. Daryl Dragon was 76 years old. Tony Tennille putting out a statement saying he was a brilliant musician with many friends who loved him greatly, adding, I was at my most creative in my life when I was with him. Dragon was a keyboardist, arranger, and record producer known to his fans as the Captain, as he wore a captain's hat at all his performances. Daryl passed due to kidney failure. Their first hit, Love Will Keep Us Together, hit number one in July of 1975. The two were so popular, they even had a hit network TV show. The two were divorced in 2014, but remained friends. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Bob Einstein also died. If you just said, who? You might remember him better as his character Super Dave Osborne.
What they're going to try to do is crush me with an 11-ton metal...
He was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm, and in movies, Einstein was 76, suffered from cancer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And we've got your local news with Jamie Monticelli, and it's brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World with their Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street. Online, it's appliance-world.com. Jamie Monticelli with our news at 8:05 on ESPN 93.5.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 6 years in prison is the sentence for a Champaign mother of two after she was convicted of attacking a woman who was competing for her boyfriend's attention. She went to the home of her female rival in the 1100 block of West Bradley Avenue and forced open the door, then rushed at the woman as she emerged from her bedroom. Heath had long acrylic fingernails and left a puncture wound under the woman's eye. She also had cuts to her back and a wound to the top of her head. A Democratic state lawmaker has already announced her plans to run for Dick Durbin's Senate seat in 2020. And Stava Murray is a freshman state lawmaker. Durbin has not officially announced plans to run for re-election. WCIA says Democratic Party insiders expect him to run. Stava Murray also plans to vote against House Speaker Michael Madigan, keeping his title. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We've got your weather forecast, and it's looking great. Sunshine today. The temperature's currently at 29. We've got a high of 41 expected, 28 with clear conditions into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, high 47, low 29 as we wrap up this short work week. Saturday's high near 50, down to around 32. 51 on Sunday, starting out with sunshine. Then more clouds and rain likely Sunday night and coming into back to work on Monday. Your forecast is brought to you by Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where they say a happy new year. And how about a new you? How about updating some rooms in your home? You want to check out Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. High quality, affordable prices, and the best customer service around. You can't beat that. Plus, you got the 10-year free protection plan from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place that you want to visit for new appliances in this new year. Check out their Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street. Online, it's appliances-world.com. Stevie J has let me know that he'll check in from Asia and let me know how the trip is going. They had a long 14-hour flight. He was a little bit giddy in the 7 o'clock hour, arriving safely and handling luggage for some of the folks that are on the trip with him. We'll hear more details in a matter of minutes here on ESPN 93.5. Thanks for sharing your morning for it with us. It's a January 3rd.
Coming tonight on NBC, from Dwayne Johnson, it's the Titan Games.
When we started, I had one thing in mind. Create the most insane athletic competition ever devised. Every challenge is inspired by the workouts that have fueled me. We have truck drivers, firefighters, people from Wall Street, everyday men and women who always had the ability but never the chance to unlock their full potential. This truly is the challenge of a lifetime.
The Titan Games premieres tonight on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. I'm ready for it. You want the best coverage, right?
Of course. Don't want the QB throwing any deep bombs.
I'm talking about coverage on your smartphone, Wingo.
Oh, I get you now. I want the best nationwide coverage then.
Well, you'll get it with Straight Talk. The same great 4G LTE networks as the big guys for up to 30% less.
Man, you got to grab that deal and run with it.
Take it to the house.
With nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, get the Straight Talk $45 unlimited plan with 15 gigs of high-speed data. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your motivational minute. I was thinking of a tree in the desert growing on the bank of a stream. The surrounding land is hostile and parched, but the tree survived because the stream waters its roots and helps it grow. Then I wondered, does the tree ever whisper to the stream? Does it ever thank the stream for the gift of life and growth? There are times our own lives are similar. Life around us may become hard and tough, and it seemed like we were going through the desert, and someone was to us like the stream was to the tree, a ray of hope, a source of strength who believed in us and gave us nourishment. And I wonder, did we thank these people who helped us through that life? Did we? Why not sit down and write a letter to that person who was like the stream to us, one who was the wind beneath our wings? Why not do it today? Why not also be the stream in someone else's life this year? That would be an awesome New Year's resolution. Happy New Year from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical.
Happy New Year is right. And what day is it in Asia? BBJ, ESPN 93.5.
We were in Shanghai, Diane, and we were driving in from the airport, and there are different license plates, and you have to pay ridiculous amounts of money to have a license plate that can drive all over Shanghai. Otherwise, if you have this color license plate, you can only drive in this province. So I found that to be pretty unusual and interesting, where you have to have the right designation to drive out of the area. I suppose it's for some sort of traffic. Another thing that kind of hit us is wonderful tour guide Caroline. I imagine that's an American name that she took because she does a lot of tours. But she just, you know, it's just the culture here in China that she said boys are more desirable. And she's a, you know, really bright woman. And she just said, hey, it's because they want to carry on the family name. And so, you know, she was very, you know, but just imagine, you know, being born a girl and knowing you disappointed the family. I mean, wow. It's just an interesting acceptance with, you know, 4,000 years. It's, you know, and listen, the people we're, you know, running into and the people we're dealing with, I mean, they're just really good at what they're doing. They're very, very good at the Marriott here. I thought the airport experience, as I touched on last hour, you know, 4 hours to get through stuff. But, man, I'm telling you, they don't, just a lot of times, you know, you look at a passport, kind of stamp, it won't take 2 minutes. I mean, they are truly reading your documents. And they're asking questions about every single, and I'm talking about 1,000 people in line over, you know, the last couple of hours. It was just a lot of people in processing. Imagine doing that job. Amazing. So, yeah, so this is a few observations we're picking up here, and here we are and just completing our dinner, because what time is it, Nathaniel, birthday boy? 10:15. So it must mean 8:15 back in Champaign-Urbana. But I've never broadcast from Asia. I've never broadcast from China. Never been to China. Furthest point we broadcast was over 9,000 miles when I did a live report from New Zealand at the Dunedin McDonald's, when some over-imbibed college students came in and were making a whole lot of gnat noise. The furthest point I'll broadcast in my life will probably be coming up at the end of the trip when we finish in Singapore, and that is over 10,000 miles from Champaign-Urbana. So that'll probably be the furthest I'll get away from Champaign and do a broadcast. So fun stuff, and it's just, you know, what Mark Twain say, traveling is the arch enemy of bigotry. You learn so much. You tend to really appreciate people that, you know, are of different ethnic upbringings or backgrounds or races or Asian, African American, Hispanic. You know what? They still put on socks, hopefully. They still take a bath, hopefully. They still do some of the basic human things. We just, you know, have different perspectives because we were raised differently, because we have different cultural perspectives and preferences and upbringing and habits and things that that we've grown up with. So it's quite incredible. And again, this is a new continent for us. We've never been to Asia. So excited to be here. And I'll give you more impressions of Shanghai as we go to the Ming Garden tomorrow, which is a garden that's just an amazing story. Can't wait to see the plants. You start at the top of the hill, walk your way down, and apparently they've got about every plant that's ever been planted. So there'll be stuff like that, and then there's some amazing shopping opportunities that we'll be doing as well. So fun from Shanghai. I'm so glad I can share a little bit of this with you. It's ginormous. It's just big times a million. And, you know, that doesn't appeal to a lot of people, because we kind of all like the go to the Illini game, get home in 7 minutes thing. And it isn't that here. It is a big city in the biggest sense. But honestly, when we landed, I thought I was in Chicago. It looked about the same. It's just big as big. And then I got to thinking, and I, you know, you hate to, but America, I mean, think about the United States of America since 1900 and the impact we've had on the world with inventions and innovations and the complexities of our, you know, thoughts and freedoms that we've had. It's just pretty amazing to see America over here with the interstates and stuff like that, that we see all the industrialization that America, I'm sure, was a big part of over 100 years ago and getting initiated. Anyway, it's wonderful to be here. Wonderful to talk to you. We'll be on with you again tomorrow, but thank you, everybody, for listening on this January 3rd Go Alana tonight in Bloomington.
Yeah.
And I hope we can pull an upset, and we'll be trying to track it. It'll, gosh, happen while I'm really asleep, because it's ready to go to bed here, because we were on the plane for 14 hours. So, but all great, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you. I'll give you more updates as we go.
Thank you, Stevie. All the best in your travels.
Thank you, Diane. Talk to you soon.
All right. ESPN 93.5. Great to hear from Stevie J live from Asia. We'll be back with our sports headlines next.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com.
When Stevie J was checking in from Shanghai here on ESPN 93.5, he mentioned our Illini in action. We are 4-9 on the season. Indiana 11-2, ranked number 21 in the nation. Should be a good contest from Bloomington, Indiana tonight at 6 o'clock. I know Maryland beat number 24 Nebraska yesterday. That final was 74-72. We had number 8, Michigan State over Northwestern, 81-55. Number 5, Kansas beat number 23, Oklahoma, 70-63. And number 6, Nevada over Utah State, 72-49. Orlando over the Bulls, 112-84 yesterday. They're looking at the college playoffs. And what we're going to do, I know we're looking forward to the game on Monday, but should they do more of an 8-team scheme or 16 teams? So that's something that's also trending in the sports world and might be combed over more between 9 and 11. Jeremy Werner's show here on ESPN 93.5. Of course, NFL action has Bears Nation chomping at the bit, hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. 3:40 kickoff on Sunday on NBC. Eagles are 9-7, Bears 12-4 on the season, and we are in the wild card action now. ESPN 93.5, I want to thank the folks at Central Illinois Honda, your Honda dealer. I was over there cruising the budget lot. Appreciated talking with Jason about the ability to buy a vehicle at their pre-auction pricing, and got some pieces of literature about that, thinking about changing things up. I know I have a 250,000 miles on my blue van that I drive around town. So definitely looking at Honda BMW of Champaign, looking to get into a vehicle that has great gas mileage. And just in visiting with the sales folks over there, the Honda President's award-winning dealership, service before, during, and after the sale. Ben Quattrone over there at Honda BMW, right over there by the Thornton's gas station. If you want to pop on by, Honda BMW has got this award, and there's a reason why. Just go over there and see if you like some new vehicles that you're seeing in the new year. Pretty cool to have Jennifer, my winner, here on ESPN 93.5 as we handed out tickets to see Jeff Dunham. He's coming to the State Farm Center on January 12th. We had folks texting in to 359-2255. We'll have another pair of tickets to hand out tomorrow here on ESPN 93.5. I need to get into our weather forecast, and boy,
It looks awesome for January 3rd, so enjoy the sunshine. We've got a high 41 expected today, down to 28 with clear conditions tonight. Even better as we get closer to the weekend. Friday's high at 47, down to 29. 49 the high with sunshine Sunday, Saturday, and up to 50, mostly sunny on Sunday. But then we get into some rain showers, possibly late Sunday night, and maybe back to school on Monday for some in your circle. I know for me, Unit 7 is back in action today. Go Rockets! I'm Diane Ducey. Stevie J in Asia made it safely. Happy to get reports from here, from him here on ESPN 93.5. Now we'll learn about our Fox Business Minute here at 20 after on ESPN 93.5. Heard online, ESPNCU.com.
From the Fox Business Network, there's mixed news on the job market ahead of the Labor Department's monthly report expected tomorrow. Payroll company ADP says private sector employment improved in December. Companies added 271,000 new jobs, more than expected. However, the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week rose to the highest level since Thanksgiving. The number of new claims increased by 10,000 to 231,000. The numbers were likely inflated by the partial government shutdown and the end of the holiday season and part-time jobs. There's a major merger in the pharmaceutical business. Bristol-Myers Squibb is buying Celgene, the biotech company. The deal valued at $74 billion. Apple says weaker sales in China will cut into its business in the recent quarter. Apple's warning is weighing on the markets today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This week, tune in to the Paul Feinbaum Show as I discuss...
The delicious taste of ice cold Dr. Pepper!
Larry Culpepper? Hey, I'm in the middle of a promo!
Sorry, Finey. The fans are craving so much Dr. Pepper, I thought I'd borrow some of your airtime.
Security!
Hey, look, whether you're watching college football or calling into some guy's radio show, Dr. Pepper makes college football that much sweeter. So grab some at your local store today.
Can I have one of yours?
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Larry Culpepper Show with your host, Larry Culpepper.
That's it!
That's Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave!
Hi, this is Sarah,
Shannon,
and Sylvia about an empty tomb work. In this world, some things are just not right.
One of them is little kids under 5 dying from simple causes in 40 countries.
You can feel hopeless, or you can donate $50 once a year at missionmatch.org.
Strengthen the supply lines.
Through churches, in Jesus' name.
There's a lot you cannot do.
You can do this.
MissionMatch.org.
I'm Troy Lance. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-to-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and Comfort Club maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
This is the first of a series of original podcasts under a Levitard and Friends umbrella. The idea of this, have honest conversations with interesting people in entertainment and music and comedy. I want you to know a little more about Jemele Hill so you understand who this person is that I've respected for a long time.
I knew that the conversations in the C-suites were probably about whether or not I deserve to be fired over this.
It's called South Beach Sessions. Please listen and subscribe on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, carries brands such as Champion, Nike, Cutter & Buck, and more. If you're looking for high-quality, fashionable, name-brand Illinois apparel, then look no further than Game Day Spirit. If you're shopping for friends and family and looking to save money, Game Day also has a large selection of buy one, get one free tees in both short-sleeve and long-sleeve styles. Be sure to check out Game Day's online exclusives as well at GameDaySpirit.com. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
Thanks,
for listening. ESPN 93.5. Been fun hearing from Stevie J live from Asia. He is in Shanghai and in the 7 o'clock hour. A little bit giddy for arriving and, you know, sounded like very interesting getting off the plane after that 14-hour flight and having so many new experiences. There's different taxi cabs that can only go to certain zones. Of course, the population is huge, and to see so many different people and the signs and just what a fun time he's going to have. Stevie J Travel bringing on the trip. And Stevie J checking in with his family, experiencing that tour of Asia, five different countries they'll see inside the next few weeks. And happy to have him checking in here at ESPN 93.5. I know that donations during National Volunteer Blood Donor Month help recoup some of the lost collection days due to the holidays. And we're expecting to hear from Kirby Wynn from the Blood Services of Central Illinois and talk about the donors that give not only during the holidays, but now into the new year, and how it's a life-saving effort. And you can donate. They have various mobile blood drives that you can coordinate at your workplace at 800-747-5401. And you can always schedule online bloodcenterimpact.org. Again, we are planning to talk with the Central Illinois Community Blood Center soon here on ESPN 93.5. In the meantime, we're recognizing the 30th anniversary of our Flying Illini. The U of I Department of Athletics announced in September last year that bobbleheads of five former Illini standouts will be featured and available for purchase at select home games this season. Coming up on January 10th, as we take on Michigan, it'll be Kendall Gill bobblehead night. So you'll want to make sure you're there early and getting that bobblehead. The day after each of the bobbleheads are debuted, you'll be able to purchase yours for a limited time at Game Day Spirit, a very popular thing they do. And we're happy to feature some of the collection during Tay and Carp Show between 4 and 6 here on ESPN 93.5 as we work with Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Of course, our Illini in action 4-9 on the season, taking on number 21 Indiana, 11-2 on the season, tip-off at 6 from Bloomington, Indiana. And we want to remind folks about our Cardinal Caravan. Yes, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals is ESPN 93.5. And we're working with Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance to give you this annual event. Been so fun hosting it. iHotel is the place to go on Friday, January 18th. We typically have doors open around 11, and the program starts at noon. We've got like 500 chairs in there with lots of fans asking questions of the panel and some of the broadcasters from the St. Louis Cardinals. Again, take note of the date on Friday, January 11th, as we've been handing out the Cardinal calendars here on ESPN 93.5, getting people in that Happy New Year frame of mind. And people have been texting in to win those at 359-2255. I just handed out some tickets on that text line to go see Jeff Dunham, who's coming in on January 12th to the State Farm Center. That should be a great show as a ventriloquist with all his various puppets that he features. And it's fun handout tickets here on ESPN 93.5. That passively aggressive tour will feature Peanut and Walter and Jose Jalapeno, Bubba J, and, of course, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. This is a 56-city tour featuring Jeff Dunham, passively aggressive tour. And we are handing out free tickets during the show here on ESPN 93.5. Again, Stevie J is enjoying the trip to Asia. He checked in earlier today. And we also have some things to talk about later on in the show when it comes to dieting and yo-yo dieting and the diet trends to avoid in the new year. That'll be coming up soon on ESPN 93.5.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? 24-7 emergency care. It breaks, they're there, period. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What do you get from Dogtown Heating and Air? Professional technicians to take care of your problem right the first time. With satisfaction 100% guaranteed. Serving all of Central Illinois. Call Dogtown Heating and Air, 217-841-4728. Or visit them online, dogtownheatingandair.com.
The Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation is looking for nominations for 3 public school alumni awards to be presented in March of 2019. The 3 different awards are the Distinguished Alumni Award, the Local Hero Award, and the Local Business Community Impact Award. Nomination forms are available on the CU Schools Foundation website at cuschoolsfoundation.org or request a form by calling 398-2873. That's 398-2873. The deadline for nominations for these 3 awards is January 11th, 2019.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes. Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
Chris Foster. Votes are expected today in the House on a plan to end the partial government shutdown, but with no money for a southern border wall, so Senate Republicans and the White House say that's going nowhere. And the president says about the shutdown.
Could be a long time, and it could be quickly. Could be a long time. It's too important a subject to walk away from.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says after meeting with the president,
I asked him directly. I said, Mr. President, give me one good reason why you should continue your shutdown. He could not give a good answer.
Nancy Pelosi, meantime, is expected to be elected House Speaker when Democrats take control there in the new Congress starting today. She tells NBC, President Trump should not be impeached for political reasons, and let's wait for results of the special counsel Russia investigation.
Let's just see what Mueller does. Let's spend our time on getting results for the American people.
Pelosi was House Speaker before from 2007 to 2011 when Democrats last held the House. This is Fox News.
ESPN 93.5, we've got your news update, and it's brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement repair in your car, truck, or van. Do the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams at 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign, bringing on our one-minute newscast here on ESPN 93.5.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. We are in the midst of flu season, and with that, several hospitals have set limitations for visitors. WCIA's Carle Foundation and OSF are recommending that anyone under the age of 18 stay home, and so should anyone with a respiratory illness, or they should wear a mask. Patients also are only allowed 2 visitors at a time. The chief medical officer at OSF, Heart of Mary, says the best thing we can do is a lot of hand washing and try to avoid crowds. If you're at the hospital, hand washing and wearing a mask if you're sick, or stay home. An Atwood man was given 15 years behind bars for stealing a car with a baby inside. 22-year-old Seth Tyndall pleaded guilty to a single count of vehicular hijacking. He is eligible for day-for-day good time on his sentence. He had previous convictions for possession of a stolen vehicle in Douglas County in 2015. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Our forecast looks awesome for today with the sunshine, and actually this continues for the next few days. We've got a high 41 expected, down to 28 this evening. Sunshine and high 47 tomorrow, down to 29 with clear conditions on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, highs around 50. We're currently at 30 on ESPN 93.5. Kind of a brisk morning, and we welcome on the air on ESPN 93.5, Kirby Wynn. Thanks so much for being with us. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
The Community Blood Services of Illinois are getting blood donations in this new year, and it's a Blood Donor Month going on?
It is National Volunteer Blood Donor Month. We do this across the country in January to help us start the new year with a strong blood supply, and it's so important as we come out of the holiday season. When the rate of blood donation has been a little bit lower because everybody's so busy, now we got to recoup some losses from those days off. So We love blood donors. They make a huge difference in the community, so we're celebrating all month.
Now, I know as an O-positive donor that is almost up to 10 gallons now, I've been involved in this a long time, and I've been at your facility on University. Describe the scene when somebody comes in as a blood donor.
Well, if it's if you're a first-time donor, everyone registers at our counter with ID, and we take the contact info and your address and so forth. Then you'll go into pre-donation screening, which is a mini physical. Make sure you're feeling healthy and well. We have a questionnaire that you respond to on a touchscreen computer, just yes/no answers. Then you'll go out and donate for about 8 to 10 minutes, roughly that amount of time, giving blood. And then afterwards, you're going to have something to drink and a snack in our donor canteen, and make sure you're doing well before you head out on your way. The whole process, probably about 45 minutes. Just depends on if there's any delays as you move through it. Of course, our great appreciation for providing a product that helps save lives at our local hospitals and can't come from anywhere other than a volunteer blood donor.
Well, so far so good on the weather in our area, but certainly that affects the blood donations that come in, and we've been pretty good, again, so far in 2019, but this is something you can do for folks, what, every month and a half or 2 months?
Yeah, you got it. 8 weeks, 56 days between donations of whole blood. That's the rotation, and, you know, some people give about 5 or 6 times a year even, But if you haven't donated before, don't think you got to jump in and all of a sudden you're giving blood every 8 weeks. Give it a try and reschedule as you can. And we love our, you know, very loyal, faithful donors who return as soon as they can. And everyone else who donates as they have time available, they're greatly appreciated also.
Kirby Wynn here on ESPN 93.5, Community Blood Services of Illinois, located where in Urbana?
Yeah, we're on University Avenue, of course, near U of I, just on the north side of campus, right near that border between Champaign and Urbana. We have mobile blood drives around the region, so if you're listening elsewhere and you don't get into town very often, we probably have a blood drive coming to your community soon. You can look us up at bloodservices.org. And click your way through, or you'll find our number to call and just ask when we're going to be nearby for a mobile blood drive.
Kirby, I found that if I am feeling a little queasy when it comes to the needles, I find it's just fine to look away. You know, you don't, it doesn't matter if you're looking at your phone or doing something else while the nurse practitioners or whatever are working on that blood donation, right?
Yeah, you know, there's very few donors who actually watch their donation as it occurs. Of course, they're trying to distract themselves a little bit. But, that feeling of the needle or the finger prick prior to donation, it's kind of a pinch. It happens really quick. It's not a moment of extreme pain or anything like that. We just, of course, it's a part of every blood draw, and we've all had that experience in one way or another. And then during the donation process, you'll just kind of sit and wait as that collection bag is filled, and you'll know what a difference you're making for a patient who might need a blood transfusion to help save their life.
Does it happen locally? Are you helping out the local hospitals?
That's right. Yeah, really any hospital, any blood transfusion that's given in your listening area does come through Community Blood Services of Illinois. So it really, you're making a difference for your friends and neighbors. And again, this is a medicine really that can't come from any other source than a volunteer blood donor. And so, you know, what a difference you're making, right here at home and truly anywhere, blood is needed, because we are able to, send our products elsewhere, to other regions, as they are needed also. But, you know, certainly we wouldn't have a blood supply in town and in Champaign, Urbana, and you know, out to Danville and down to Mattoon and so forth if it weren't for people giving blood with Community Blood Services. So very much appreciated this month.
Kirby Wynn has been talking with us. We're with Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Thank you so much for being on. Again, bloodcenter.org if you need more information. Happy New Year, Kirby.
You got it. Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Take care. And again, I always enjoy giving blood. Well, you know, don't enjoy it, but I kind of think, you know, it's something responsible that we should all be doing in the new year. If you want to become someone who's doing that sort of thing, we appreciate your donation. And speaking of someone in the health profession, we're visiting now with Dr. Gary Donovitz. How are you in this new year, Gary?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Are you a blood donor, or have you ever done that before, since I'm on the topic?
A blood donor? Yes, I have.
Okay, very good. Well, it's National Volunteer Blood Donor Month, and we were just talking with the local blood bank about giving this year. We also talk about diets this time of year and the new trends. Is there anything that we should be watching in regards to that in 2019?
Right. I think everybody's looking for a diet. You see these diet plans all over the magazine and newspapers, and then it's really crazy because there's so many fad diets. For me, I think people should avoid some of the fad diets. They're not sustainable. You may lose some weight in January, but by the time we get to summer, the weight's back, and maybe with a vengeance. And then by next Christmas, you're back in the same position. So I think we look at better diets, diets that are individualized for you, combine those with individualized exercise program, and making sure your hormones are optimized. Those three things would actually help you age healthier and feel your best throughout the entire year.
Love the tip. When you're talking about monitoring your intake, is that a good thing to get out of the gate when you're talking about being healthier in 2019?
Well, it depends. I mean, calorie restriction is usually not a sustainable diet, particularly because low-calorie diets combined with exercise are difficult to sustain because you don't have enough calories and enough energy to then feel like exercising. So that's not a great diet. There are great diets out there, from the Mediterranean diet to the keto diet to intermittent fasting diets, and those are very popular right now. Not necessarily a fad diet, but ones that have medical benefits, both weight loss and then long-term medical benefits. The right one for you is what you need to discuss with your doctor, because you may have medical conditions that make one diet better for you than another, and you may be the type of person who's more likely to stay on one of those diets based on other things that are going on in your life.
Gary, I have a couple of extra pounds going on, and I hate dieting, but I know I probably have too much sugar going on. What do you suggest for someone like me who just doesn't want to, you know, full force change everything, but look at everything and maybe take some things off of my plate, so to speak, or mainly the soda out of my cup?
Actually, the soda needs to come off. There's a lot of problems with the soda, both from your GI tract to the sugar that's in soda. So, yeah, getting rid of the soda would be first line. I do think rather than change everything, some of the intermittent fasting protocols are great, where you're just eating up until 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night, and then you don't eat again until noon the next day. If you can do that, it's really better for your growth hormone. It is better for your brain. It's better to prevent heart disease and diabetes. And you actually will feel better and lose weight. So you'll have both short-term benefits and long-term. You can similar things with the keto diet, but the keto diet has some problems in people who have diabetes or have high cholesterol or kidney stones or gallstones. Plus, for the first 3 or 4 days, you kind of feel like you have the flu. So, and a lot of people say, wow, I just feel worse. I'm not going to stay on this diet. That may not be the best choice. But again, healthy foods, Mediterranean-type foods, are going to be both helpful and sustainable. And then the time of day that you eat also would be beneficial. The old 3 meals and 2 snacks is really not best for your heart, not best for your weight loss, and it's really what you should be doing.
You're like switching everything I've learned in the past. That's interesting. Dr. Gary Donovitz on the air with us on ESPN 93.5. Let's back up and find out what the keto diet is.
So the keto diet is going to be some 75 to 80% fat with about 20% protein. So it's completely different than what you're used to. And rather than sugar, as you talked about, being your energy source, ketones become your energy source, the breakdown products of fat. Now, that keto diet works well in some people. However, when you first get into that, quote, ketosis, where you're no longer using sugar but you're burning fat, you somewhat have to get used to that. So you feel like you have the flu for the first 3 or 4 days.
I see.
And that may not be a great thing. In people with high cholesterol or diabetes or have other medical conditions, having a very high fat diet may not be the best thing for your heart risk on the go forward. So whereas the keto diet is really good for weight loss, it's probably not good in those conditions. That's why I say you should take consultation with your physician and individualize your diet. By individualizing your diet, you get the diet that's best for you, best for your lifestyle, and one that's sustainable. And a sustainable diet, one that you'll stay on, is better than having a yo-yo effect where your pounds are going up and down. That's not going to be great for your whole mental psyche and how you feel. You're going to get frustrated otherwise.
Dr. Gary Donovitz, author of Age Healthier, Live Happier. Are these some of the points that you're bringing out in your book, Gary?
I bring out those points as well as getting your hormones optimized. We don't realize that half of us, our thyroid is not optimal. Our testosterone levels are not optimal. And because of that, even if we have the best personal trainer and even if we're on a diet, we don't lose weight. And that's frustrating. So it's really about three things. It's about having our hormones optimized, a diet that's individualized to us, and by having an exercise program that we like and that we would stay on. If you don't like running, a running program's not going to work. If you don't like biking, a biking program's not going to work. So you individualize your exercise program, you need to think about doing the same for your hormones and the same for your diet. That's the bottom line.
One last thing, Gary, on the Mediterranean diet, I just assume that's fruit, nuts, and fish.
That's correct. And you can have wine on the Mediterranean
okay.
diet. A little bit of wine, so not to give everything up. But if you like red meat, that's not going to be on the Mediterranean diet. And you can combine, if you like the foods on the Mediterranean diet, you can combine that with the intermittent fasting diet, which is probably the most popular diet for people under the age of 34. It has really good long-term benefit, reducing your heart risk, cancer risk, and diabetes risk. And now you can combine two diets. With really good safety and really good health benefits and with data to support that.
I love hearing this. Dr. Gary Donovitz, and your book is available everywhere?
It's on Amazon. That's probably the easiest place for you to get it.
And it's called Age Healthier, Live Happier.
Right. Thanks very much.
I feel like we want to do that, and we can tap into that again on Amazon, Age Healthier, Live Happier. Dr. Gary Donovitz, thanks for the tips in 2019. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye now.
ESPN 93.5 and, of course, ESPNCU.com. If you're thinking or you just got the end of that interview, it's available at ESPNCU.com as we post the podcast later today. I'm Diane Ducey. We'll be back with sports headlines in a moment.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
We are facing number 21 in the nation, those Indiana Hoosiers. The game is happening in Bloomington. Hoosiers are 11-2 on the season. We are 4-9. It happens at 6 o'clock on FS1 if you want to check it out. I know Maryland upset number 24 Nebraska yesterday, so it can happen. Go Illini. I'm wearing some orange and blue today. 74-72 was the final yesterday with Maryland on top over those Cornhuskers. Number 8 Michigan State beat Northwestern 81-55. We had number 5 Kansas over number 23 Oklahoma 70-63. And number 6 Nevada beating Utah State 72-49. Also trending in college athletics is the college playoffs and whether they should go to 8 games or have 16 teams involved. These are some of the things that are trending in the sports world now. And we've got the Bulls that were beat yesterday by Orlando. 112-84 was the final. Also trending is what's happening on Sunday as the Bears at 12-4 on the season have their wild card against the Philadelphia Eagles, 9-7 on the season. That game Sunday on NBC at 8:40. We've got more details on all of that and more. Jeremy Werner comes in and does his show with Austin Berkland, as you want to listen between 9:11 and 11 today on ESPN 93.5. And great to hand out tickets. We'll have those tomorrow as we get ready for that home game that we'll host next week. I believe we're taking on Michigan. I'm away from my schedule right now. But in any case, we've got some tickets to hand out for that contest on January 10th. I'm Diane Ducey, and we want to thank Honda BMW of Champaign for being part of our show. The corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Online, drivechampaign.com, in case you'd like to go online and try to figure out which cars you'd like to test drive. A beautiful day to test drive, not only today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, too. They're located over by Savoy 16 Theater near the Thorntons, right off Route 45. If you want to check it out at Neal and Burwash in Savoy, Honda BMW of Champaign, part of the show here on ESPN 93.5. We've got your weather forecast to get to shortly.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. Light tones, dark tones, gray colors, hand-scraped, wire-brushed, or smooth, a new hardwood is waiting for you. And with financing options available to qualified homeowners, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
The Urbana Business Association's six-month winter and spring indoor farmers market continues into the new year each and every Saturday at Lincoln Square in Urbana. There you'll find an assortment of the best fresh produce, baked goods, meats, cheeses, arts and crafts, and so much more. So this year, invest in your community and help our very own entrepreneurs thrive by shopping local at Market in the Square. It's back beginning Saturday, January 5th from 8 to noon at Lincoln Square. Learn more at urbanabusiness.com.
Pretty good looking forecast for January 3rd here on ESPN 93.5. We've got a high 41 expected with the sunshine. 28 our low into the evening tonight with clear conditions. Up to 48 tomorrow, down to 28 in the evening with clear skies. We've got a high near 50 expected both Saturday and Sunday. Clear in the evening Saturday night. More clouds and rain likely coming our way Saturday night and into Monday. So enjoy the next few days. At ESPN 93.5, we did hear from Stevie J. He has arrived in Singapore, and I wanted to get some of his take as he talks about the cab driver that helped them get to the hotel this morning.
Wonderful tour guide, Caroline. I imagine that's an American name that she took because she does a lot of tours. But she just, you know, it's just the culture here in China that she said boys are more desirable. And she's a, you know, really bright woman. And she just said, hey, it's because they want to carry on the family name. And so, you know, she was very, you know, but just imagine, you know, being born a girl and knowing you disappointed the family. I mean, wow. It's just an interesting acceptance with, you know, 4,000 years. It's, you know, and listen, the people we're, you know, running into and the people we're dealing with, I mean, they're just, really good at what they're doing. They're very, very good at the Marriott here. I thought the airport experience, as I touched on last hour, you know, 4 hours to get through stuff. But, man, I'm telling you, they don't. Just a lot of times, you know, you look at a passport, kind of stamp, it won't take 2 minutes. I mean, they are truly reading your documents. And they're asking questions about every single, and I'm talking about 1,000 people in line over, you know, the last couple of hours. It was just a lot of people and processing. Imagine doing that job. Amazing. So, yeah, so this is a few observations we're picking up here, and here we are and just completing our dinner, because what time is it, Nathaniel, birthday boy? 10:15. So it must mean 8:15 back in Champaign-Urbana. But I've never broadcast from Asia. I've never broadcast from China. Never been to China. Furthest point we broadcast was over 9,000 miles when I did a live report from New Zealand at the Dunedin McDonald's when some over-imbibed college students came in and were making a whole lot of gnat noise. The furthest point I'll broadcast in my life will probably be coming up at the end of the trip when we finish in Singapore, and that is over 10,000 miles from Champaign-Urbana. So that'll probably be the furthest I'll get away from Champaign and do a broadcast. So fun stuff, and it's just, you know, what Mark Twain say, traveling is the arch enemy of bigotry. You learn so much. You tend to really appreciate people that, you know, are of different ethnic upbringings or backgrounds or races or Asian, African American, Hispanic. You know what? They still put on socks, hopefully. They still take a bath, hopefully. They still do some of the basic human things. We just, you know, have different perspectives because we were raised differently, because we have different cultural perspectives and preferences and upbringing and habits and things that that we've grown up with. So it's quite incredible. And again, this is a new continent for us. We've never been to Asia, so excited to be here. And I'll give you more impressions of Shanghai as we go to the Ming Garden tomorrow, which is a garden that's just an amazing story. Can't wait to see the plants. You start at the top of the hill, walk your way down, and apparently they've got about every.
ESPN 93.5, good to hear Stevie's perspective of what's happening in Asia as he does that tour. ESPN 93.5, great to hear from him. Jeremy's show is coming up next, and the studio is abuzz here on ESPN 93.5. So looking forward to hearing from Jeremy. And, of course, you can listen online, ESPNCU.com. We appreciate you tuning in today, and we say go Illini. We've got a game against Indiana tonight.
Are you stuck?